请大家继续为吴宇飞弟兄就是 Ed 的祷告。
We ask you to continue to pray for our brother Ed.
我们知道他呢已经回到家里面。
We know now he has returned home.
最近呢他有一点头痛。
Recently he has a bit of a headache.
可能这个是因为他的这个 spinal fluid 流出来，所以影响他。
Perhaps it's because of the spinal fluid leaking, so that affected him.
所以请大家继续为他祷告。
We ask you to continue to pray for him.
希望我们很快就可以跟他一同崇拜。
And we look forward to that we can worship with him.
我们开始讲道之前，我们起祷告。
Before our sermon, let's bow our hand and pray.
天天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你是怜悯我们的天父。
You are a God who is forgive us.
你知道我们在生活上面的需要。
You know the needs of our daily lives.
我们特别为到我们的弟兄吴宇飞，交托在主你的手里面。
We ask especially lift up our brothers in your hand.
特别求神赐给他们信心。
We ask that you would bless them with faith.
你知道，虽然他们经过这些苦难的时候，他们不会怀疑。
That as he go through this trial, that he would not doubt.
我们也会到我们教会里面生病的弟兄姊妹交托在主手中。
We also turn to our brothers and sisters. We lift up all of us in your hands.
希望神你也保守我们的身体健康。
We ask that you to protect us and keep us with health and with our with health.
为到今天的我们听到的时间交托在主手里面。
We turn our time that as we listen to the sermon in your hand.
求主打开我们的耳朵。
We ask that you open up our ears.
让我们的心让给神去改变。
That way our heart would be changed by you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
你们有没有想过呢？就是牧师们坐在一起的时候，他们会谈什么呢？
Have you ever imagined what it's like when the pastors get together? What they talk about?
现在我是局内人，我可以告诉你了。
I'm an insider, I can tell you.
基本上是跟你们差不多。
In fact, actually not that different from you.
我们也讲到工作上面的困难。
We also talk about the challenges with work.
有一次呢，有一位牧师跟我分享啊，教会里面的冲突。
One time, a pastor shared with me about the conflicts within the church.
他又说呢，弟兄姊妹呢就用这些电子邮件呢在开战。
The brothers and sisters are using email to as a way to fight.
Okay, 有一位弟兄呢，他就说，你凭什么要我听你啊？
And one brother said, according to what that I would have to listen to you?
我是北大毕业的。
I graduated from Beijing University.
那大概呢，这个弟兄觉得呢，我是怎么优秀的学生，为什么要听你教我圣经呢？
Perhaps this brother think that they I actually am such a good student. Why do I need to listen to you about with the Bible?
我听了以后，感谢主，好像我们教会没有北大毕业的。
I thank the Lord, perhaps there is no one that actually graduated from Beijing University.
发觉呢，我们有一些很好的弟兄姊妹在我们中间呢。
Perhaps there is actually very good brothers and sisters we have missed.
雅各书呢，其实在三章开始到四章十二节里面呢。就是针对了教会里面常常出现的一个问题。
And the book of James, from chapter 3 to chapter 4, it deals with a commonly occurring problem within the church.
三章一节呢讲到了，我的弟兄们呢，不要多人做事父。
In the verse chapter 3 verse 1, it said, not too many of you should become teachers.
换句话说呢，他们教会的冲突呢，是因为呢，很多人 希望做教会的领袖。
In other words, the issue coming from the church is because many people want to be teachers within the church.
那么你看到四章一节里面呢，你就会发现呢，他们呢被征战斗殴。
If you look at this, you see that in chapter 4, verse 1, is that because they were having a lot of fight and quarrels.
那么到四章十一节呢，他们就彼此批评。
And then when you get to chapter 4, verse 11, they criticize each other.
雅各提醒弟兄姊妹，你作为师父的，你必须要控制你的舌头。
And James reminded that when if you're a teacher, you need to control your tongues.
那在当时的社会里面，哪一类人最会控制自己的舌头呢？
Within the church at that time, what kind of people can really know how to control their tongue?
他们就是这些我们叫雄辩家。
These are what we call rhetoricians.
那在希腊文化里面呢，他们是很提倡这些逻辑啊，这些戒学的问题。
Within the Greek culture, they emphasize a lot with the logic issues.
所以呢，他们有，的确在他们，你可以学一门学问，就是雄辩。
You can also learn a topic. Really, is about debate.
那么如果你毕业了，那么你就可以周游列国去找人去支持你。
So after you graduate, you can go around the countries and try to find people to support you.
这些雄辩家呢，会去到了一个城市的广场里面呢，就对城市里面的人说。
So these people would come to a new city and come to an open area and actually say to the people.
他说我很有智慧的。
I have a lot of wisdom.
我可以代表你向政府去争取你们的福利。
I can go in front of the government and actually fight for your benefits.
你不信啊？你给我一个题目，我马上就可以在你面前演讲。
If you don't believe me, give me a topic and I can give you a talk right in front of you.
比方说公益啊、快乐啊、人生啊，他们都可以讲。
And topics like justice and life and all different kind of topics, they can talk about it.
所以呢，这些雄辩家呢，他们很会讲话。他什么时候要你笑呢，你就笑；你什么时候要你哭，你就哭了。
So they have a great ability to talk. Whenever they want you to laugh, they can make you laugh. Whenever they want to make you cry, they make you cry.
所以呢，在新约圣经里面呢，其实也有讲到了这一类人呢。
So in the New Testament, they also talk about this kind of people.
保罗在哥林多前书里面称这些人呢是智慧人。
So in book of First Corinthians, Paul called these people the wise people.
所以呢，在当时的社会里面呢，谁配做一个领袖啊？就是这些有智慧的人。
So in the society back then, who qualifies to be the leader? And that is these wise people.
因为这些人最会讲话。
Because they know how to talk.
这个心态也影响当时的教会。
And this kind of attitude also affect the church at that time.
其实我们今天也是受这个，可以说这个心态影响的。
So today we also been affected by this sort of attitude.
我们很自然的觉得，如果你在外面是做经理的，是老板的，你能管你一千人的公司，那么你一百人的教会一定没有问题去管理了。
So we have the thinking that if you can manage it and actually lead up 100 people for a church of, perhaps our size, actually you can have no problem leading that.
同样呢，我们会觉得呢，如果你的职业是一个教师，是一个教授，那么没有可能，你不能教我们这些小孩子的主学啊。
So if and also if you're a teacher, you're a professor, of course you can teach our children.
但是呢，今天呢，雅各又 就近我们这个看法。
But today James correct our thinking in this area.
你可以说呢，虽然你聪明呢，但是你不是每一样事情你都可以在教会里面做。
Even though you're wise, but you don't necessarily have the skill to do everything within the church.
那么谁配做教会的师傅呢？
So therefore, who qualifies to be the teacher in the church?
对呢，我们从十三今天从三章十三节十四节里面呢，雅各就讲到教会领袖的要求。
So the book of James chapter 3, 13, 14, they talk about the requirement within the church.
当然我们希望为我们的领袖呢是有智慧的。
And of course, we want our leaders to be wise.
那么，但是雅各就问一个问题哦：你们中间谁有智慧，谁有见识的？
So James asks this question: Who among you is wise and have understanding?
是不是我们刚刚所讲的这些雄辩家，但很会讲话的这些人？
And are these the people who know how to talk and how to debate?
雅各说不是。
And James said no.
13节下半节里面说，他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的现行来。In
the latter part of the verse 3, it says, Let them show it by the good life by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
对雅各来言呢，真正的智慧呢，它有两个表现。And
for James, The true manifestation of wisdom, there are two aspects.
第一个表现呢，就是会大出一个现行出来。
And the first thing is actually is manifested by the good life.
善行呢，其实就是好像英文的翻译，就是 good life，就是呢，你的行事为人呢，就是一个很善良的一个表现。
This is about that your life actually have a way to demonstrate by gentle and good deeds.
那么呢，这个在其他英文圣经呢，它会翻译在做 good conduct， 就是一个良善的品格。
Another translation is translated this into good conducts.
那你有没有想过什么叫智慧啊？
Have you thought about, stop and think about what it means by wisdom?
其实智慧呢，就是一个生存的技巧。
And wisdom is actually about the skill to live.
就是你知道呢，在什么时候你做什么决定，讲什么的话。
And that is your ability to know what to say at what time.
你知道怎么解决你面前的困难。
You know how to address the challenge in front of you.
你也知道怎么去面对人生。
And then you all also know how to deal with life.
其实呢，这个定义呢，是可以说呢，无论你在哪里，都是简直的这个大家同意的。
So this is a commonly agreed upon definition.
但是呢，在圣经对智慧的解释呢，加了一点进去。
But within the scripture, there's a little bit more added to it.
他就是解释呢，这个世界背后有一个赏善和恶的神，一个公义的神在背后的。And
they talk about actually a God who actually knows about justice behind this.
那么呢，所以什么是有智慧的人呢？
So who are the people who have the wisdom?
他说呢，就是这些敬畏耶和华的人了。And
that is the people who fear God.
因为当你敬畏神的时候，你会得到神的祝福。Because
when you fear God, you will receive God's blessings.
当你得罪神的时候呢，神会惩罚你。But
when you actually go against God, God would punish you.
所以箴言9:10里面说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
So Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
所以呢，这些在世上面呢，你看见他所有事情的都是从心所欲、明诚立就的人呢，他不一定是真正有智慧哦。
So therefore, not everyone would actually truly have wisdom.
就是你看见他很成功的这些人，他不一定是很有智慧的人。
And that is just because you see the worldly success doesn't mean that he has wisdom.
如果他不听神的话的时候，他最后还是会面对神的审判。
So at the end, if he does not listen to God's words, he still would eventually receive God's punishment.
但是如果你是敬畏神的时候，你一生人做的决定都是敬畏神所影响你的决定的时候，那么你最后会得到神的祝福。
But if you fear God and actually do everything in your life according to that principle, in the end you will receive God's blessing.
那么我们会问，什么是敬畏耶和华？
Then we might ask, what does it mean by fear Jehovah?
箴言三章十三节讲到了敬畏耶和华在乎恨恶邪恶。
Proverbs 8:13 says, "To fear the Lord is to hate evil."
所以对雅各来说呢，一个有智慧的人生呢，是一个充满善良品德，不是一个偶然只做一些善事的一个人。
So, for James, anyone who actually fear God is actually is not happening by coincidence. He actually purposely try to do that.
他每一个决定呢，都是根据圣经所教的去行的。
So every action he takes is according to the scripture.
第二个智慧的特征呢，是他会有一些温柔的一个表现。
The second proof of that is actually has a gentle manifestation.
这个呢，就是十三节。里面呢所讲到的这个智慧的温柔的意思。
And this is what's being talked about in verse 13. It says the deeds actually done in translated into humility.
在希腊文里面呢，这个温柔这个字呢，主要在这里这个字呢是温和的意思。
And in Greek, with this word, is actually more of a meaning mild.
所以呢，有一些翻译呢，把它翻译成为柔和，就是 gentle 的意思。
So some translation translate that into the word gentle.
另外一个意思呢，就是呢，他不觉得自己很重要。
Another meaning of that is that, He didn't think that himself would impressed by sense of one's self-importance.
所以这个就是为什么呢？有一些翻译成为谦卑。
And that's why some translation translated into humility.
温柔这个字呢，在雅各书里面第一次出现呢，其实是在一章二十一节。
And actually, this word have appeared first in chapter 1, verse 21.
你记得呢，雅各提醒我们，好像人家批评你的时候啊，你要快快的听，慢慢慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And James reminded us that when you're being criticized, you listen attentively, but yet they're slow to say anything and slow to get angry.
应该呢，全温柔的心领受那栽种的道。
And you say, humbly accept the word planted in you.
对于一个真正有智慧的人，
So one who truly has wisdom,
他的行为，他的品格呢，就是善良。
So the character is actually very gentle.
还有呢，他对人呢是很温和的。
And also very gentle towards other people, or really humble.
如果你提醒他的时候呢，他不会马上，我们说很火爆的这样子骂你。
So if you remind him, he wouldn't get angry and yell back at you.
反而呢，他会很谦卑的听你所讲的话。
And yet he would humbly accept, listen to what you have to say.
凭你这两样的表现呢，雅各说，你才是做弑父的材料。
According to these two things, James said, these are the characters for being a teacher.
那么在十四节里面呢，雅各也告诉我们，哪些人不适合做教会的领袖呢？
And in verse 14, also James tells us, who should not, don't qualify to be the teachers in the church.
十四节讲到呢，就是哪些心里怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争的人。
And actually it says in 14 that someone who harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in hearts.
嫉妒在圣经里面呢有两个翻译。
And the, envy, actually there are two translations in the scripture.
那第一个翻译当然就是嫉妒了。
And the first, of course, is actually being envious.
另外一个翻译呢就是很热心。
And the second is actually having a very, being very ambitious.
其实不是 ambitious, 它是翻译成为 zeal, 就是热心。
Okay, so actually it's more translated into a word like zeal.
纷争这个字呢，就是它的意思呢，本来呢是形容呢，只是做官的为了得到他的这个位。他会做一些不择手段的事情。
So the first one is actually originally interpreted as that actually someone who wants to be the ruler and therefore do everything they can to accomplish the goal.
所以纷争这个字的意思是后来变出来的，就是形容这些很有野心的这些人，他们就会带来纷争这些事情。
So they actually talk about those who really being very ambitious and therefore leading to all kinds of infighting.
那作为一个教会的领袖的时候，他当然需要对做事很有热心。
So being a teacher, the leader in the church, of course you have to have the zeal.
但是呢，你的热心是为了谁的热心呢？
But your zeal, what is it really for?
如果你的热心不是为了神的时候呢，你的热心就是好像这个苦读的一个热心一样。
So, if motivation is not for the God, and that therefore this ambition becomes or zeal becomes a bitter envy.
你讲到苦读的时候，你就想到之前呢，他讲到呢，有一些泉源呢，它是会发出这些苦水出来的。
So when you actually think about bitter envy, you will be reminded to that actually springs that actually outcome with bitter water.
那有一些人呢，他会用圣经为名，但是呢，他的目的其实是抬高自己。
And some would actually think that.Pretend actually it's for the scripture, but in the end, is trying to elevate himself.
他喜欢批评别人。
He like to criticize other people.
但是他背后的目的只是为了自己的野心。
But behind it, the purpose is really for his own ambition.
让更多人跟随他。
So that more people would follow him.
我喜欢看教会历史的书。
I like to read about church history.
那么我也会。特别留意中国教会历史
，and also pay attention to the history of Chinese churches in China.
因为我希望从这些人身上学到一些功课。
So because I want to learn some lessons from these people.
我就会发现呢，有的时候的确在教会历史里面呢，有一些人呢的热心呢，其实是他个人的野心。
So I noticed that some of these zeal is really more for a personal ambition.
比方说呢，有一个宗派叫真耶稣教会。
For example, there is a denomination called
真耶稣教会。
The True Christ Church.
那你要想一想，如果你的教会不是这个宗派，那么你的教会是什么教会呢？
Then you stop and think, if your church is not part of this church, what kind of church would that be?
那么就是假的假耶稣教会了。
Of course, it's a fake Jesus church.
比方说有人说我的解经的方法就是正义解经法。
Someone says actually the way I interpret the church is say the true way of defining the church. I mean the divine the scripture.
那么你要想想，你不跟他学他解经法的时候，那么你的解经是什么解经呢
？Now, if you don't follow the way he interprets the scripture, then what kind of method are you using to interpret the scripture?
雅各说呢，这样子的人不要自夸。
And the James said, this kind of people cannot be cannot brag about themselves.
换句话说，你不要夸耀自己，要做别人的师父。
And don't pretend that you want to be the teachers of others.
也不可以说谎话抵挡正道。
And you cannot also lie to be against the truth.
因为你的生活其实是违背圣经的教导的。
Because your life is against the teacher of the scripture. Teaching of the scripture, yeah.
15到18节里面呢，雅各就告诉我们并非任何的智慧都是有益处的。
And the verse 15 to 18, they talk about not every kind of wisdom is beneficial.
首先呢，他告诉我们有一类的智慧，他叫他做属地的一个智慧。
And first is a earthly wisdom.
15节里面呢，形容了这个智慧的是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。
In verse 15, it tells us some. So this kind of wisdom is more earthly and scriptural and demonic.
属地呢，就是属天的相反。
And earthly wisdom is really the opposite of heavenly wisdom.
在腓立比书三章十九节呢，形容这类人呢，他专以地上的事为念。
In 3:19, it talks about their mind is set on earthly things.
换句话说呢，他缺乏神的眼界，也不关心神的事。
In other words, he lack the view of, point of view of God, and also he doesn't care about heavenly things.
属情欲的，就是属灵的相反。
The one that is actually
属情欲的就是 unspiritual.
Unspiritual is actually just the opposite of being with the Spirit of God.
他们呢不领会神的事，神圣灵的事。
They don't care about the things that related to holy or godly.
犹大书呢把这些属情欲的人呢，跟这些戒党的人呢放在一起。
In the book of Jude, he put all the one who belong to unspiritual, or actually the one who actually form
division,
the one who divide the church together.
最后呢，属鬼魔的当然就是属神的相反了。
And the one who actually try to go be with the Devil is also the opposite against the God.
我们记得呢，这个舌头啊，它形容这个火是从地狱里面烧起来的嘛。
So we know that the tongue is described really about the flame that starts from hell.
那么同样呢，这个属地的智慧的来源呢，就是从鬼魔而来的。
In the same way, the earthly wisdom comes from the devil.
如果我们让这样子的心，这样子的人呢，他心里面是充满嫉妒纷争的人来带领教会的时候，那么他最后的结果呢，就是搅乱和各样的坏事。
So if we want to allow these sort of people who actually full of envy and self-ambition in their heart, then you to lead the church, then the ending would not be good.
其实每一个教会呢，就缺乏人侍奉的人。
So in a way, almost all churches lack people who are willing to serve.
所以你见到有热心的人呢，我们都会很欢迎他们跟我们一同侍奉。
So when you see someone who has a zeal, you welcome them to serve with us.
But Jude
But James reminded us.
你要留意他平常的行为是怎么样的。
You need to notice the normal conducts.
不是所有有才能的人都适合在教会里面侍奉。
Not everyone who actually has the ability it's appropriate to church serve in the church.
你要留意他的智慧的来源是从哪里来。
You need to notice the source of the wisdom.
你要留意他过往的记录是怎么样。
You also look at the past record.
有些人呢，他常常转换教会。
Some people would change churches all the time.
你问他为什么呢?
You ask him why.
那么他们可以把一大堆从前教会不好、牧师不好、弟兄姊妹不好的事情告诉你。
So they would come up with all sort of reasons about not church not being good, their pastor not being good.
如果遇到这样子的人呢，我会特别留意他们一段时间，才邀请他们在教会里面侍奉。
So if I notice this sort of people, I would observe them for a while before asking, inviting them to serve in the church.
因为如果一个人只靠地上的智慧去侍奉的时候，他所带来的就是教会的搅乱和各样的坏事。So
if we someone rely on earthly wisdom to serve, you lead up to all kinds of division and not so good things in the church.
在17到18节呢。 保罗呢，都讲到，那么哪一类的智慧可以侍奉神呢？
So, in verse 15 to 18, they said, what kind of wisdom would be needed?
17节呢，就讲到了这个从上头来的智慧。In
verse 17, it's also talk about the wisdom that comes from heaven.
那么他的意思就是，这个是从神而来的，神所赐的。And
therefore, this is about comes from God, is what's blessed with God.
如果你看17、18节里面的记录的时候，你就发现呢，它有一点像我们说圣灵的果子的一样。So
you look at this, you can see it almost like a spiritual fruits.
所以属天的智慧呢，会让一个人呢有一些产生一些不同的品格出来的。
So the heavenly wisdom would actually bring about a different kind of characters in the man.
第一样事情，他说最重要的就是清洁。The
first one, which is the most essential, is pure.
清洁的意思呢，就是纯洁，就是 pure 的意思。And
that is pure and
那如果属地的智慧呢，是有一个隐藏的一个野心在里面。 那么一个属天的智慧呢，它就是一个很纯洁的，只单单为了神的。So
if earthly things what are only looking for earthly items, then the heavenly wisdom that is all pure and clean.
有了这个清洁的根基的以后呢，那么它就有在17节里面记录了7样不同的。 品格在他这个人身上。
Would that being pure as foundation, then there are 7 other characters that would have this here.
第一是和平。
The first one is peace loving.
那属地的智慧的带来的就是纷争。
And earthly wisdom will lead to conflicts.
但是呢，属天的智慧呢，会带来教会的合一。
But heavenly wisdom would lead to peace loving within the church.
第二跟第三样的这两个品格呢是很有关系的。The
second and third character is actually very much related to each other.
第二个呢就是温良。The
second one is considerate.
这个字呢在圣经的字典里面呢，它的解释呢就是 not insisting on every right of letters of law or custom. 换句话说呢，这个人呢，他会让别人就是谦让别人的意见的。This
is meaning more of giving into other thoughts, other people not and actually being allow people to move come forward.
他不会处处的强调自己的权利和理由。
He would not insist on his own rights and reasons.
第三样呢是柔顺。
The third one is being submissive.
柔顺的意思呢，它最基本的意思就是很容易给人说服的 ，easily persuade.
And that is easily persuaded by others.
所以呢，他如果呢，你看见 OK 一个有天上智慧的人呢
？So if you look at one that with the heavenly wisdom.
那你不要以为呢，他是一个没有原则的一个人哦。
Don't think that that he's without any kind of principle.
因为呢，我们讲到呢，他最基本的一个特征呢，就是清洁。
So the main thing is actually he is pure.
所以呢，如果这个事情呢，是跟罪跟真理没有关系的时候呢，他可以退让。
So this has nothing to do with the truth, and then he would actually turn it down.
他可以
退 just retreat.
他不会跟人就好像坚持了，他会听人家的意见。
He would not insist on other people and would listen to other people's opinion.
这些人呢，他不会我们说小题大做。英文有一句话我觉得很好的，就是 major in the minor.
So these people would not major in the minor.
还有呢，他这个人呢是很有弹性的，很 flexible.
So these people also would be very flexible.
他愿意听别人的意见。
It's willing to listen to the opinion of others.
第四跟第五呢，就是蛮有怜悯，多结善果。
So the fourth and the fifth is full of mercy and good fruit.
解释啊，怜悯这个字呢，它有一个解释，我觉得很好，就是呢，他不会问你配不配得到我的帮助，他的问题就是你有什么帮助我需要帮你的。
The mercy one definition is more like whether or not you need to help, but how can I help you？
第六和第七呢，就是没有偏见，没有假冒。
The six and seven is impartial and sincere.
这个是讲到呢，他做事是有一很 consistent 的一贯性的。
So we talk about this being doing work very consistently.
他是同一个原则，对任何人都是一样。
Using the same principle for every single person.
他也不会口是心非。
He would not be hypocritic.
最后呢，雅各在十八节里面做了一个总结。
So verse 18, James form a conclusion.
他说一个有属灵的智慧的人的表现是怎么样的？
You talk about what kind of manifestation for someone who has heavenly wisdom?
他是一个使人和平的人。
He's a peacemaker.
他会在和平的环境里面呢，结出他工作的果效，这个就是义。
And he would use a peacemaking environment to show the result.Of the righteousness.
我记得呢，我刚刚神学院毕业，但是还没来到这个教会侍奉之前呢，有一段时间会去别的教会去讲道的。
So I recall, after graduating from seminary, before coming to serve in this church, I went around to different churches to preach.
有一个教会呢，其实是很远的，每一次去呢都要几个小时。
And one church is kind of far away, so every time I go, it would take a few hours to get there.
那你知道呢？你去教会讲道呢，他会给你讲员费的。
So if you go to different churches to preach, they would provide you with an honorarium.
有一天呢，这个教会呢就没有再给我讲员费了。
And one day, this church did not give me honorarium.
那么呢，我就想，可能呢，弟兄姊妹忘了。
I'm thinking maybe perhaps brother and sister forget.
那么下个月又去这个教会里面讲道。
So the second month I go to this church to preach again.
那么呢，他们不单只没有给我上个月的讲员费，连这个月的讲员费他也没有给我哦。
So not only did he not give me the honorarium from last month, he also did not give me for this month either.
那我心里面就在想。
So I was thinking in my heart.
就是油钱也赔了。
So I have to pay for the gas money.
但是我心里面就问我自己一个问题。
So, but I was asking this question in my heart.
就是如果不为了钱，你还会侍奉神吗？
So if it's not for money, would you still serve the Lord?
结果我就决定我不会问这个教会要。
So I decided not to ask the church a question.
那么第三个月又下个月又去讲道了。
The third month I went there again.
他们还是没有给我讲员费啊。
So they still did not give me an honorarium.
但是我心里面就很就没有这些不开心在我里面了。
So I no longer have that ill feeling in my heart.
后来呢，他们的同工忽然间有一天打电话给我。
So their coworker one day all of a sudden called me.
他说呢，因为年底了，这些同工转换的时候呢，他们就忘了。
So because during the year-end transition, their coworkers forgot.
其实呢，神会用不同的事情在我们侍奉上面去试验我们的。
So actually, God would use all kinds of things to test us.
他要看你的智慧是从地上来啊，还是从天上来。
They want to find out whether or not your wisdom comes from is earthly or from the heaven.
你的内心、你的动机是为了神呢，还是为了自己呢
？Within your heart, your motivation is it for God or for yourself?
有的时候呢，他会让你成功，来看看你的反应是怎么样。
And sometimes he'll let you allow you to be successful and see what kind of reaction you have.
有的时候神会让你遇到困难，看你会不会继续拉下去。
And sometimes he'll provide you actually with challenges to see if you can still continue.
你可以看看你走过的路的结果是怎么样。
You see within on your path what kind of results you have.
你的结果是和平呢？
If your result is peace, loving.
还是呢，好像圣经所讲的是捣乱和各样的坏事呢
？Or is it like the scripture text talk about the strife or and all kinds of bad things？
所有这些事情，神都是希望你知道你的智慧的来源是什么。
So all these things will allow God will allow you to know where your wisdom comes from。
雅各提醒我们，只有从天上来的智慧，配做神的家里面的领袖。
So James reminded us that only the ones who with heavenly wisdom would qualify to be the teachers in the church.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你在圣经里面的提醒。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminders in the scripture.
我们也感谢主，在我们在教会的生活当中，在侍奉里面遇到的不同的遭遇。
And we'll also thank you that within the church or the service that we encounter different things.
因为如果没有这些事情的时候，我们的确不知道我们的智慧的来源是从哪里来。
Because without these things, we don't know the source of our wisdom, where it comes from.
求主给我们一个清洁的良心。
We ask that you give us a pure heart.
你知道我们可以侍奉你。
So that we know that we can serve you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.